This is Brian Early, area agronomist for northeastern Indiana. After a week of some of the hottest and most humid weather we've had in quite some time, the early planted corn and soybeans in the area are starting to give us some hints that fall is just around the corner. Many areas of northern Indiana now are starting to get pretty dry after missing most of the recent rains. Most of the area as a whole still has good soil moisture, but there are certain parts, especially in northeastern Indiana, that have really missed a lot of the rains in the past month and are showing significant drought stress. Farmers walking out in their cornfields now with the last couple cool days have been seeing some effects that western bean cutworm have had on the ears, and many of them, this is the first time they have seen damage from this pest. Many of the worms now have most likely dropped from the ears and have burrowed down into the soil for their long winter's nap. Pioneer hybrids this year that contain the Herculex 1 trait once again showed excellent tolerance to western bean cutworm. Sudden death syndrome continues to worsen in soybeans and continues to be the main disease in soybeans this year. And across the area, much of the silage chopping has begun and will continue to go for the next couple of weeks. Remember this fall that many farm implements will be taking to the road here shortly. Many state laws say that you must match the speed of the farm implement before you're passing them. And remember, no accident is worth the few seconds it would take to remember safety. Thank you and have a good day.